Pardon me, sir. I couldn't help overhearing what you said.
Why not?
You're so blasted noisy.
Steady, flunky. Who are you?
McCard.
McCard, a Scotsman, eh? Mm. Oh, your card, I see.
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Mr. Hercules, grit pipe thin, professional patriot, reasonable fees, will travel anywhere, own Union Jack, vacant for pantomime. Hmm.
I can help you gentlemen reclaim portions of the empire.
Whitechapel?
Yes, even that. But gentlemen of the Athenaeum Club, we shall need funds. Money!
The cowards! They've all run away. I stayed. Good job you grabbed me.
Yes. Good man. Now, Lord Seagorn, I've been told that you have certain monies.
Money? Me? Rubbish!
Empty your pockets. You're right, it is rubbish. One piece of brown string, 11p in notes, Mickey Mouse watch, remains of small boiled chicken, life-size statue of Sabrina, and a key.
That's the key to my uncle's safe.
A safe? Moriarty?
Yes, yes.
Wax impression.
Wait! Who is this steaming French wreck?
Sapristi Nyakos! Sapristi Nyakos! Have you never heard of the Champs-Élysées?
Yes, why?
My mother! Better known to you as Montmartre! You insult me! We must fight a duel! Take this pistol!
I warn you, I never miss!
Nor I! One shot Moriarty, they call me. Now back to back, three paces, and then we fire, monsieur! Accept your apology.
Are you still interested in the Empire, Neddy?
Gad, yes. I'd give anything to see the Union Jack flying over Grosvenor Square. Piloted by an Englishman, of course.
Neddy, let me tell you a tale. In 1626, a Dutchman bought the land on which New York now stands from a Red Indian for a few paltry trinkets.
What were they?
A piece of brown string, 11p in notes, a Mickey Mouse watch, remains of a small boiled chicken, and a life-size statue of Sabrina.
The very things I had in my pocket.
Yes. Yes, it means, Neddy, that you are a direct descendant of the Red Indian who sold the land.
What? You mean my ancestors owned New York?
Yes.
Yes, indeed, yes.
And do you know what New York is worth today?
$40,000,000,000,000,000.
Correct. How did you know?
Just a shot in the dark.
$40,000,000,000,000. That money must be worth a fortune.
Yes.
Well, to think they sold all that for a piece of brown string, 11p in notes, a Mickey Mouse watch, remains of a small boiled chicken.
Yes, 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 Neddy, yes, yes. But what you don't know is that the man who bought New York in 1626 has since died.
No.
Yes.
Yes, and furthermore, Neddy, he died without any heirs.
He died bald?
Yes, but only from the waist up.
Dad!
Well said.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
Neddy, and this is most significant, it has been discovered that the sale of New York was illegal.
Dad! There, I said it well again.
Yes. It all means, of course, that New York really belongs to you.
To me? Then I must be a Red Indian.
That's it, Neddy. I'll prove it to you. Put your finger in your cake hole and wobble it about. There, you speak the language fluently.
Yes, I do.
No swearing yet.
Now, what next?
Well, you must dress like an Indian. Take off those Welsh goatskins and wash the woad off.
Yes, all right. Oh, what's the old tennis? Oh, there's the old tennis man. Gad, I say this is fun. Whoop, there. Down to me, birthday suit.
No man can look like that and live.
Right. Now, stick this feather behind your ear and put on this Indian loincloth.
Ah! Ooh! Come on! Who's the joker who put a thistle in it?
Tell me, little Neddy, can you paddle a zinc bathtub?
Like a native.
Good! You are going to make the cheapest Atlantic crossing to America ever.
Not before I've heard Max Galbraith play his leather ear rack and graphite dog beard.
Well,